12, 15 foot pole, and the plunger worked twice to each circle that team made. And they had some little balers that worked three plunges a circle, but most of them. So I don't know how. But you tried to run 300 bales, or you tried to run 30 bales per hour. Mm-hmm. And that was, which would be 2 bales, 2 minutes per bale. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes per bale, and the bale averaged 12, 15 strokes, depending on who was feeding and pitching. So let's come to an even figure of 15 on 120 minutes. Wasn't very fast. But you had to go down there and tromp that hay and get out of there as that plunger come back. Mm-hmm.
Get your foot stuck.
You cut it off. Just as like sticking your finger under a hacksaw. Mm-hmm. I learned to feed on a better cut a man's leg off. Mm-hmm. I just a kid. But I hauled a load of fat cattle from here to Joplin, Missouri. You know what they brought? The fattest steer I had in here brought $2.25 a hundred. I had to pay 35 cents freight to pay the commission. I don't remember what the commission was then, probably 30 or 40 cents a head. The majority of those cattle brought $1.75 a hundred, and the rest of them $1.25 a hundred. Now today, we think cattle prices are cheap here now, but cattle like that today are bringing 15 to 20 cents a pound. $15 to $20 a hundred. Mm-hmm. And then it was $1.25. We got from $1.25 to $2.25 in Joplin, Missouri, freighting those cattle up there. Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
How we lived, I don't know. We had a neighbor down there, old man Parker, was on a rented farm, belonged to somebody in Scobie or Tubbs or wherever it was from. Had a big corn crop. So he told the old man he'd give him 7 cents a bushel to haul it to Stigler to the elevator. He brought 2 loads into Stigler and sold it. He wrote the old man a letter and sent him 67 cents and said, now we've hauled in 67 bushels. We got 8 cents a bushel. I took 7 and here is yours. What are you going to do the rest of it? Mm. Well, that's the kind of prices were around here. Things began to go up a little bit. About 34. Lee and Doc and I went out here to community auction sale and bought some cattle. We weren't buying together. We were probably bidding against each other a little bit part of the time. I don't know. Not much, because we weren't exactly buying the same kind of cattle. We pooled our resources and drove those cattle from here home. Where both of us lived, and all three of us lived in the north end of the county.
13 miles, huh?
Well, at that time I lived 16 miles. We hit his place first, was 14 miles. I was 16, and Lee is 22 miles. We drove those cattle. Mm-hmm. We had a section line for the cattle a mile long. Mm-hmm. You know how much money we had invested? Less than $1,000. Neither one of us knew the other one was buying cattle, was going to buy the cattle that day. But after we bought the cattle, that was the easiest way to get them home. Each one of us took a horse and we just drove those cattle, and we got to his, cut his out, we got to my place, cut his out, and carried them on down. Mm-hmm. The highest priced cow I had that day was a good milk cow. I mean a good milk cow. That cow cost me $5.65. Mm-hmm.